إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, yesterday somebody asked me a question and they said that we see things in the world today which seem to be from among the signs of the Day of Judgment, about which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us. In different places we see different kinds of things. And so what is it that we should do? How can we guard against the evil of these signs of the last day as described by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I want to remind myself anew that what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, astaqul hadithi kitab Allah, that the best and the most truthful of speech is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a surah which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended that we should read this surah on this day, which is Yawm al-Jum'ah, and that is Surah Al-Kahf. And as we know from the asbab al-nuzul of the surah, the surah was also revealed because of some questions which people asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an attempt to test the veracity and test the authenticity of his risala, of his messengership. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a surah in which not only were those questions answered, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered also something else and gave us some more hidayat. And this surah therefore is a very good thing for us to look at and reflect on, especially with regard to the different kinds of conditions that we see around us in the world, which seem to be among the conditions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us against as being the signs of the last day. Because it's a Fajr reminder, I will be brief, and I've done a whole series of lectures on Surah Al-Kahf. I think there are 4 or 5 lectures, wallah alam, so listen to them in detail. They are all on the website. But very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us 4 stories in this surah. 4 waqiyat. Story is not a story as in a fictitious story. Whatever stories we know from the Quran and from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are actual facts. These are things which happened. So 4 waqiyat. Each one to do with a different kind of test. So 4 waqiyat relating to 4 kinds of imtihanat, 4 kinds of tests. The first of the stories is the story of the Ashab al-Kahf, which is a story that relates to the test of faith, the test of Iman itself, the test of Islam. The story tells us about what one should do when one is faced with a situation where one is not able to practice one's religion. Today this is one of the biggest sources of fitna and the sources of apparently making haram into halal, because the excuse that is given is, oh, but you see, today circumstances are different. Oh, but you see, but we live in this or that country where we can't do this or that. I was even asked a question the other day in my travels, in one of the countries I was visiting. Somebody asked me, they said, there is a trend nowadays where some people are saying that a small haram is okay to prevent yourself from doing a big haram. I said, subhanAllah, ajeeb, this is a new sharia that is being invented. Small haram is okay to prevent you from doing a big haram. So I said, give me an example. They said, the example is, it's okay to go and see, to all sit together. And this is, you're talking about the Shaykh and his Murideen. May Allah protect us from such shuyukh. From Shaykh and the Murideen sitting together and watching a movie, a Hollywood or a Bollywood movie, because this will prevent the Murideen, and wallah ala, maybe the Shaykh also does it. It will prevent them from going to the disco. I said, subhanAllah, very nice. Very nice, alhamdulillah. This is the kind of sharia that the world wants us to have. The enemies of Islam, they want us to have this kind of a Sharia. Some haram, some halal, some spice in the food. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah. We need to fear Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the story of Ashabul Kahf. Why? Because this was a test of faith. A group of young men who found it difficult or impossible to practice their religion, Islam, in the city, in the condition, the country of their times. So what did they do? Did they legalize something? No. They said, if we cannot practice Islam in this country, then we will not stay in this country. And they left. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what He did with them and how He saved them. Second test, second story is the story of the man with the two gardens. The two men and the man with the two gardens. Between the two gardens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a lot of wealth. So this was a test of wealth. First is a test of faith. Second one is a test of wealth. Here is the wealth, here are the two gardens, beautiful bearing fruit, a stream in the middle, and so on and so forth. And what does the man say? The man says, this is mine, this will remain forever. This will not go away. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showed in this place the importance of the warner, somebody who wants. And what did his friend say? His friend said, how is it that you deny the one who created you from nothing? And you say, this is mine, and so on. Say, mashallah. Say, this is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His blessing, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us what happened to that man and his wealth and his gardens, because he refused to make tawbah. So the second one is a test of wealth. It is also a story about what one must do if one is want. Today our tendency, if someone tells, as long as someone is singing our tune, mashallah, 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 very nice. The moment the person says something which we don't like, then what do we do with that person? But remember, it's not your opinion or it's not your popularity which makes any difference. Every Nabi was unpopular, so big deal. How does it make any difference? So second test is a test of wealth and a test of what one must do if one is want. Third story is the story of Musa alayhi salam in Khidr. And that is a test of knowledge. Here was a Nabi of Allah, Sahibul Sharia. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him. There is so much to speak in detail about the Quran. I'm trying to make it as short as possible. Test of knowledge. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that nobody is perfect in his knowledge. Anyone who thinks of himself as being a great sheikh must immediately make tawbah. Nobody is a great sheikh. What sheikh? First of all, the most complete knowledge is only with Allah. And then the knowledge is with those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give it to. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to whom He wishes. And the fact that knowledge comes when you make the effort for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send Khidr to Musa, He sent Musa to Khidr. Musa alayhi salam is the Nabi of the time. He is a man who was given a book. He is a Rasul, he is not just a Nabi, he is a Rasul, he is a Shahibul Sharia, he is Sahibul Kitab. Despite that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him. So you make the effort. You want to learn? Make the effort. You want to learn? Make the effort. Today we are living in a time when you want everything to be given to you without effort. And then also you will sit and make tanqid. Oh, this sheikh is very boring. This lecture is very boring. And the sheikh is a joker. He came there to entertain you. Or he came there to give you knowledge. You want to be entertained. You don't want to learn. You want to be entertained. So you want to have all these, flashy shuyukh who will give you nice lectures and make you laugh. And la hawla wala quwwata illa billah. So students, first find me an instance in the Salaf. Find me an instance in our predecessors where the students used to criticize the teacher. Find me one place where the teacher used to send out a feedback form after the course. Did you like the course? Did you not like the course? Who cares whether you like the course or you don't like the course? Who cares? If you are shaitan, you will never like the course. You will not even like the Quran. So what shall we do? Stop praying? Your liking and disliking is the most ridiculous, the most worthless thing in the world. If the Shaykh is telling you something which hurts you, it means that there is some evil inside you. There is a disease inside you. Have you ever seen a doctor passing out a feedback form to his patient saying, did you like the medicine or you didn't? Did you not like the medicine? Have you ever seen that? Does the doctor care two hoots whether you like? He is interested in curing you. He's not interested whether you like the medicine or you don't like the medicine. But we live in this world of nafs. And we think that nafs is only in the shopping mall. No, the biggest nafs is inside the masjid. The biggest nafs is inside the masjid. The biggest nafs comes with a turban on the head. It comes with a hijab on the head. The biggest nafs comes with arrogance. The biggest nafs comes with wanting to have things according to our own wills and fancies and wishes. So third test is, in Surah Al-Kahf, the test of ilm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his great Nabi and his great Rasul Musa alayhi salam to Khidr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed in this whole thing. He showed the teacher, Musa alayhi salam got expelled from the class. Musa alayhi salam got expelled from the class. Khidr alayhi salam said, Salaam alaikum. Goodbye, I can't teach you. And then of course he told him all the whatever lessons had been learned. Test of faith, test of ilm. And the fourth test is the test of power and authority. Dhul-Qarnayn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed how he gave his slave this power and authority and how he used it correctly according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. He did not allow this power and authority to go to his head. He did not use this power and authority, even though in Surah Al-Kahf, the ayat is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Dhul-Qarnayn, if you want to punish these people, if you want to kill them, kill them. He said, no. I have been given the authority, but I will not misuse this authority. I will not use this authority to oppress people. I will use the authority to help people. And he helped those people. They told him, please help us against the qawm of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And Dhul-Qarnayn helped them by building this wall to save them from the depredations of these tribes. So four tests. Test of faith, test of wealth, test of knowledge, and test of power. Today, if you look at our lives, you will see what is happening in the world. If you see all the trials and tribulations and difficulties that are happening in the world, you find that it is one of these four things. It is one or more of these four things. Take any situation, whether it's in our own personal lives or whether it's in terms of whatever we are seeing in the global landscape. It is one of these four things. It's either faith, where people are trying to twist and turn and make the deen compatible to themselves, or it's a test of wealth, where people are trying to get money and get wealth any way they like, haram, halal, doesn't matter. Or it's a test of knowledge, where people are trying to use their knowledge in order to oppress, in order to create benefit for themselves and no benefit to anybody else. Or it's a test of power and authority. Allah made me the king, Allah made me the president, Allah made me a ruler, Allah made me a ruler in my own house or in my own business, and I use this rule, this authority that has been given to me, I use it in an oppressive manner. I do not use this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and enable us to read the Quran with understanding and to warn ourselves from the same things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. That is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this surah is protection against the Dajjal, because the Dajjal will come with the same four tests. The tests of the Dajjal are these four tests: faith, wealth, knowledge, and power. These are the four tests that the Dajjal will come with. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said most of the people will make sajda to Dajjal. Most of the people will fall into this trap. They will lose their deen and they will enter the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that and to help us to listen to the reminders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us and to act on them and not to be worried about anybody in the whole world and to worry only and only about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.